motherfucking bitch running around in front of my yard. I was like, y'all motherfuckers, stop using that language in front of my house and get the fuck off my property. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know who talked about it, act like that. They be just motherfucker, and they be littering like a, motherfucker would come in my yard. My mom, she be up in her yard planting the flowers and shit. People, the neighbors be coming around with cameras taking pictures of my mother in her yard.
Editorial about the state of things, state of mind, and state of being. What the fuck is going on? How the fuck we gonna make it out? It's hectic from asbestos-filled classrooms to the stench of death is still in New York. The air is thick with it, but it reaches further like the world murder rate. Circulate, cultivate your mind and soul, your heart and your body. It's so stagnant, niggas, get off your block and travel. Stop acting like your flesh is metal and your hood's a magnet. We need to globalize, further spread on this earth to appreciate the full value of individual worth, to realize how ridiculous the thought of ownership is and protecting your turf. It's bullshit, man. That's how we got colonized. Missionaries create foreign schools and change the native way in thinking, so in 10 years we can have a foreign Columbine in some small village in the Amazon. Come on, man.
You need better to get out your house, get off your block and see something. Go do something, go change something, or else you fall for nothing. You need to travel the world, and when you come back, tell your girl and your girl and your girl and your girl and your man and your man and your man. You understand? So spread the word.
It's every man for himself. That's why the black community is lacking in wealth. There's no unity. We'd sooner be chilling with rich white folk. That means that we made it, that our kids go hungry before our wardrobe is outdated. Rap careers are drug-related, ball players. We need more lawyers, more housing and jobs created. Why we waiting for it to be given? We need to get up and get out and make our own living, instead of just making more inner-city children. More doctors in your building, righteous cops next door. If the system's corrupt, then change it. Fought for the right to vote, don't even use it. Forget electoral winnings. The way the world's going, we in the ninth inning. And we still on up to bat. Niggas is happy just to have the rights to sit on the bench. Like floor seats, it's alright. And that's as far as we reach. Materialistic values, not morals. That's what we teach. I see it in the youth. Hungry for fame and money. Not for knowledge and pursuit of the truth. Pick up a book or a newspaper. Take a free class in politics or human behavior. We need to stop acting victimized. It's like we're jaywalking blind. Open your eyes, there's a whole world out there.
You need to get out your house, get off your block and see something. Go do something, go change something, or else you fall for nothing. You need to travel the world, and when you come back, tell your girl and your girl and your girl and your girl and your man and your man and your man. You understand? So spread the word.
And you don't have to agree, or just be happy, content to lose your hunger. Push further, cause I don't believe that pipe dreams exist. The world is what you make it. Your life is all that you got, so take it to the limit. Why would you deny your spirit growth and happiness? And if your peoples hold you back, they not your peoples at all. You know the misery cliche. Ladies, know your worth. The way we giving it up, we might as well auction ourselves on eBay to the lowest bidder. So what if his dough is better? Money doesn't make the man. Maybe self-sufficiency would better make you understand. Let's get it together. There's so much promise and it's just going to waste. We've turned crude, lack of class, lack of taste and trust. They laughing at us. It's slow genocide. And I don't care how many bottles of Cristal you pop, it won't unexpose you as a known pedophile. Native child running wild to the end of the earth. I'll see y'all at that last 100 miles.
You need to get out your house, get off your block and see something. Go do something, go change something, or else you fall for nothing. You need to travel the world, and when you come back, tell your girl and your girl and your girl and your girl and your man and your man and your man. You understand? So spread the word. Your block and see something. Go do something, go change something, or else you fall for nothing. You need to travel the world, and when you come back, tell your girl and your girl and your girl and your girl and your man and your man and your man. You understand? So spread the word.
loud for no reason, man. And there was this lady on a train, and she was just trying to get up, you know, just do a thing. She was an older black lady, and carrying mad bags, and I was like going to help her up the stairs, and little homegirl pushed her out the way, and I was like, yo, what's wrong with you? What is going on with these kids, man? No manners, like no respect, and they wasn't trying to fuck with me, but still, you know. And I made a joke to the lady. I was like, yo, I don't know what they're putting in the milk nowadays. And she started laughing. I was like, word, because we didn't look like that when we was in school, man. I don't know, I was raised a little different, you know, respect the elders and just have some manners when you outside. It's not even worth being rowdy like that. What for? You know, there's so much more to life than that. There's so much more to the world than that. Kids need to get out and learn something, man. For real.